Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites. If you've just joined us on Money FM 89.3, I speak to Winnie Koo, manager of Farm Grocer, about the benefits of cold-pressed oil and how it can better help weight loss as opposed to perhaps diet teas. Now, let's face it, Winnie, and welcome to the show. We've all been overeating and overindulging since about the middle of December.
Yep.
So that's been 2 months of, you know,
the past festy, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's been a very busy time of eating cakes and celebration meals and good luck meals and low haze and whatever. Now it's time for us to start thinking about dieting again.
Yeah.
And you're saying rather than drinking diet teas, you want to introduce us to cold press oil. So please go ahead. Tell us how, because most of us would never think of cold press oils and diets. So how?
Okay, first of all, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for the opportunity for us to introduce our oil here. Mm-hmm. So just now you're asking about the diet tea.
Right.
So we rather don't compare between the teas and the oil because basically we don't compare apple and orange.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
so
enough.
You can continue to drink the diet tea, but some of them may not be actually comfortable with the diet tea because of the acidity. So for us, we are major in healthier oil. Mm-hmm. So why nowadays we start to introduce the oil? The reason is oil is a kind of the necessity. We use oil and we actually contact oil every day.
Mm-hmm.
So the oil is very nutrients to our body.
Mm.
And especially cold press and extra virgin, you have seen a lot of different type of the production method in the market. So this kind of oil actually basically extract from plum.
Okay.
Plum-based oil is actually very good for our body. So plum-based oil is more easy for us to digest.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it can help us to weight loss.
Oh, okay. So
yep.
I know that a lot of people who are serious cooks think that cold press oils are better tasting. It adds more to the food when you're preparing food. At no point had I actually thought it would have any benefits to weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, no one's going to consume the oil by itself, right?
Actually, it does. Actually,
they do?
Yeah, for our cold-pressed oil, usually our customer, they do orally consume.
They just
daily.
Drink it like
that. Yeah, and the portion drink it is actually in the morning or maybe in the night, 15 ml. Just like our tablespoon.
Okay, you've just blown my mind. I have never ever considered just drinking oil. You know, maybe putting it in a salad or something.
That's what most of the people, when they usually start taking all the cold-pressed oil. But in fact, directly consume is even better for your health.
It's even better.
Yes.
So you're saying it's nutrient-heavy, which is good.
Yeah.
What other benefits do we get out of cold-pressed oil?
Okay, basically, cold-pressed oil, as I mentioned just now, is extract from the seeds and the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
It's plant-based. Their nutrients is basically vitamin E, A. It depends, it extracts from which kind of the source.
Okay.
So it helps on the omega-369 for our body, which is it helps on prolong the brain, it's actually the dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it helps on our cholesterol and also our pre-diabetic function.
Okay, so in some way, shape or form, it's also likened to, like, say, some of the fish oils that we take for our health.
Mm, because fish oil is still animal-based oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow, because recently they actually worry about the sea polluted issue.
Right.
So switch to the plant-based is another healthier choice for our health.
All right.
Yes.
We are speaking to Winnie Koo, a manager of Farm Grocer. We're talking about the benefits of cold-pressed oil. And, you know, she's just blown my mind because she said, take it in a tablespoon in the morning.
Yeah, they are a lot of the alternative way to take oil, not just directly consume. You can actually, like you mentioned, salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually mix it with your fruit juice.
Okay.
Your yogurt.
Okay.
Ice cream. And also you can actually use it for baking. Of course, you have to very understand the component of the oil. Some of the oil may not suitable for high heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that. A lot of the time, nutrients get destroyed by heat. So if you use the cold press oil for cooking, for example, does it then lose the nutritional value that makes it so special?
Yeah, so some of the oil, they might actually have a very low heat smoke point, what we call. Mm-hmm. So for example, the olive oil, a lot of people, they are aware that it's not allowed for high heat cooking. Mm-hmm. So if you are able to control your smoke point below 160 degrees Celsius, and then you can actually able to keep all the nutrients inside. So like for example, avocado oil can go up to 260.
Right.
So that's why when you use a cold press oil, you have to understand the smoke point before you really make it for your cooking purpose.
So if you're saying that it's 260 for avocado oil, is that a better oil to cook with? If you want to make zeta or something.
Yeah. And actually a lot of people, they like to use the avocado oil for baking.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it change the flavor though?
Basically, the extraction oil, right, it doesn't have a very strong fragrance. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, they actually can enhance the food fragrance.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, how many different kinds of cold pressed oils are there that we can consider?
They are a lot in the market. So, for our range, we have up to about 15 varieties. Mm-hmm. So, right now, most popular oil in the market is our Sacha Inchi oil.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, this oil is quite amazing. They are actually a seed grow in Peru, mm-hmm. which is the Amazon rainforest area.
Right.
So this seed itself actually outbeat the rest of the oil, which is because one seed itself, it contains well-balanced omega-369.
Right.
Unlike the rest of the oil, they maybe only contain omega-3, mm-hmm. omega-6, or rather a little bit of omega-9.
Okay, you're talking about Sacha
Inchi oil.
Okay. Yeah. And this oil I can use on my salads?
Yep.
Can I cook with it?
Yep.
Can I bake with it?
Yeah, and you can even use on your external skincare remover. You can actually use it on your scalp if you have any of the sensitive skin. It's allowed to apply. So it's actually 3-in-1. You can cook, you can direct consume, you can apply on your external skin and hair.
How bizarre.
Really?
It's all in one bottle.
Yeah. And you can save a lot of money.
This is actually quite a revelation to me. Again, I say the only time I ever consider using cold press oil is to make a nice vinaigrette.
Yes.
At least in the past. Now you're opening up all kinds of possibilities.
Yeah.
And since we started the conversation by talking about weight loss, is there one type of cold press oil that is better for weight loss than others, or are they all equally good?
Okay, to put on a disclaimer, we are not doctor to make any of the health claim, but most of the oil there are very good. Mm-hmm. So there is none of that is the best, but it depends on your body,
right,
what kind of the nutrient asking for. So for example, if you need to have you would like to have a vibrant skin, mm-hmm. Glow skin, so you can consider avocado oil because rich vitamin E, and avocado is very good for our heart, our cholesterol.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can actually looking for walnut oil. Of course, I will still come back to our Sacha Inchi oil because since they have a well-balanced omega-369, mm-hmm. it actually serves all kinds of the nutrients for our body.
What is Sacha Inchi then? Is it a fruit? Is it a berry?
It's a kind of the seeds.
Right.
It looks, the star, the shape itself is look like a star.
Mm-hmm.
So the seeds actually is the most inner part. So total, they have about 3 layers, the outer, the inner part, and the last layer of the seeds. And we extract the oil from the seeds itself.
Right. Okay. So ultimately, it is oil extracted from a seed.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now I'm understanding. So it doesn't matter whether it's a fruit or a seed or whatever. It's what the best source is. So Sacha Inchi, it is the seed with an avocado. Is it the seed or is it the fruit itself?
The fruits. Because the fruits contain, the fresh contain of the oil. So we extract the oil from the fresh itself.
Okay, with avocados, I think that's pretty established. A lot of us know that it is good for moisturizing or for cleansers. We've bought products like that. I didn't actually think of consuming it as an oil though. So that again is a bit of an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And you said there are a lot of different varieties.
Yes.
So are there a lot of different price points for the oils depending on if it's avocado or if it's olives or plums, or are the prices pretty disparate? Or
definitely, it's like our most expensive oil right now is the pumpkin seed oil, because
you need a lot of pumpkin seed.
Yeah, you need a lot of pumpkin seed to squeeze, for example, a bottle of 250 ml. Mm-hmm. Like for the olive oil, because now the whole world is using olive oil, so the produce is more.
Right.
So that's why the price point can bring to the lowest. Like you can maybe see a bottle of 250 ml can get about like maybe $12, or even so if let's say what they claim is the highest quality, they can sell up to $30 with the same size.
You're talking about olive oil?
Olive oil.
Cold press oil is a lot more expensive. Yeah, that's you just have to go to the grocery store to see that.
Yeah, so it does have a different price point. It depends on the sauce.
Okay, so and this Sacha Inchi, is it one of the premium prices, or is it, you know, what kind of pricing do we expect for the Sacha Inchi oil?
Right now, our Sacha Inchi oil is actually available in NTUC Extra,
right,
and online store and some of the organic boutique. Mm-hmm. So the price point is actually quite reasonable.
Okay.
I actually come across some of the brand, they actually sell around $80 and up to $100 per bottle, same size, 250 ml. For ours, it's actually $30 per bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason why we want to actually make it in this price point is because basically the produce of Sacha Inchi from Peru is quite a lot, but because they are not a very developed country, so we are trying to actually get these seeds to the mass market.
Right.
And in fact, this seeds is well benefit. So we want to actually let everyone enjoy the health together.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So if I'm a newbie to cold press oils, and the only one I've ever really tried is olive oil.
Mm.
Can you recommend a few others I should try for my health and for my weight loss regime and, well, maybe even my skincare?
Of course, if you consume oil, it definitely won't make you weight loss.
Okay.
Exercise is still
crucial
for us, for our daily well-being. So if I would like to recommend to you, I will actually recommend Sacha Inchi oil for cost.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, you can actually consider almond oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because almond, it comes with very high magnesium. Mm-hmm. So it's very good for our fatigue life nowadays.
Right.
Alternative, you can actually go for walnut oil. Walnut oil good for our brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, a little bit of brain food with walnut cold pressed oils. We've been speaking with Winnie Koo, manager of Farm Grocer, talking about the benefits of cold pressed oil on this episode of Health Suites. Join us next week for more interesting conversations on Money FM 89.3. Winnie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.